Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, employed several strategies to build a cohesive and united Muslim community in the early days of Islam. His efforts were instrumental in transforming a group of disparate individuals into a strong, unified Ummah, community, with a shared vision and purpose. Establishing the Constitution of Medina, detailed information, document. The Constitution of Medina was a formal agreement drafted by the Prophet, peace be upon him, after the migration to Medina, Hijra. It outlined the rights and duties of all citizens, including Muslims and non-Muslims, and aimed to ensure peace and cooperation among the diverse groups in Medina. Principles: the Constitution emphasized mutual protection, respect for religious practices, and the collective defense of the city against external threats. Wisdom and understanding, inclusivity: by creating a legal framework that included both Muslims and non-Muslims, the Prophet, peace be upon him, promoted inclusivity and respect for diverse beliefs, fostering a sense of unity across different groups. Social cohesion: the Constitution established a sense of belonging and responsibility among the residents of Medina, contributing to a stable and harmonious society. The concept of brotherhood, muwakkat, detailed information, brotherhood agreement: upon arriving in Medina, the Prophet, peace be upon him, established a bond of brotherhood between the Ansar, the local residents of Medina, and the Muhajirun, the emigrants from Mecca. Each Ansar was paired with a Muhajir, creating a supportive network. Support system: this system helped the Muhajirun, who were initially without resources or shelter, to integrate smoothly into their new environment. Wisdom and understanding, support and solidarity: by creating these bonds, the Prophet, peace be upon him, ensured that every individual had support, which helped in overcoming the challenges of migration and settlement. Mutual assistance: this system encouraged mutual assistance and trust, reinforcing the spirit of brotherhood and collective responsibility within the community. Encouraging mutual respect and love, detailed information, Hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of love and respect among Muslims. He said, "None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself." Practical implementation: the Prophet, peace be upon him, practiced what he preached by showing kindness, forgiveness, and support to all members of the community. Wisdom and understanding, empathy and care: by promoting mutual respect and love, the Prophet, peace be upon him, nurtured a compassionate community where members cared for each other's well-being. Unified purpose: this sense of mutual care helped align individual actions with the broader goals of the Muslim Ummah, fostering a unified and harmonious society. Addressing conflicts and differences, detailed information, conflict resolution: the Prophet, peace be upon him, was known for his fair and wise approach to resolving conflicts. He addressed disputes with patience, justice, and compassion. Hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, advised, "The believer is the mirror of his brother." Sunan Abu Dawud. This hadith emphasizes the importance of self-reflection and mutual support in resolving conflicts. Wisdom and understanding, fairness and justice: by addressing conflicts with fairness and justice, the Prophet, peace be upon him, promoted a culture of trust and cooperation, encouraging reconciliation. His approach to conflict resolution helped maintain unity and prevented discord from undermining the community's cohesion. Promoting collective worship and activities, detailed information, Salah in congregation: the Prophet, peace be upon him, encouraged Muslims to pray together in congregation, which fostered a sense of community and collective worship. Community events: the Prophet, peace be upon him, organized communal events, such as Eid celebrations and gatherings for teaching and supplication, which strengthened the bonds between Muslims. Wisdom and understanding, spiritual bonding, collective worship and community events helped Muslims to develop a shared sense of spiritual purpose and identity. Strengthening unity, these activities reinforced the community's cohesion and created opportunities for Muslims to interact and support each other. Encouraging generosity and charity, detailed information, Zakat and Sadaqah, the Prophet, peace be upon him, emphasized the importance of giving charity and supporting those in need. He said, "The example of a believer is like a fresh tender plant, from whatever direction the wind turns it, it bends." Sahih Bukhari. Practical example, The Prophet, peace be upon him, regularly gave to the poor and encouraged others to do the same, promoting a culture of generosity, wisdom and understanding, building solidarity, by encouraging charity and generosity. The Prophet, peace be upon him, helped to reduce economic disparities and foster a sense of solidarity and mutual support. Creating a supportive community, generosity and charity strengthened the community's bonds and ensured that all members were cared for and supported. Conclusion. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, employed various methods to foster a sense of brotherhood and unity among early Muslims. Through strategic agreements, personal bonds, mutual respect, conflict resolution, collective worship, and charity, he built a cohesive and supportive community. His approach to fostering unity was deeply rooted in wisdom and compassion, setting a timeless example for Muslims to follow in their interactions with one another.